You're listening to the closing market report on this Thursday afternoon. I've been traveling a bit today, earlier in Bradfordton, which is just to the west of Springfield, for an elevator tour. Hopefully you can find some of those up online and visit with us next week on one of them at willag.org. We'll be out in the western part of the state of Illinois. But at this time, Mike Tenora is here. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us. Tell me a little bit about the rainfall that you expect across the United States.
Well, we're going to see quite a bit of rainfall. And the reason we say that is because of the way the atmosphere is aligned at the moment. We can see that there is heat off to the south and west of the Corn Belt, but that heat is not expansive enough to block waves of energy from passing. And because of that, we're going to see a number of waves of energy pass and produce rain and thunderstorms in different areas at different times. Now, much of the next week will be dry, so it won't be raining the entire time, but there's several chances for rain at any given location. And just because of that alone, we have to forecast widespread rainfall. It looks like rainfall totals on the order of 1.5 to 3 inches will encompass most corn, soybeans, and spring wheat over the next 7 to 10 days. One other thing to keep in mind, Todd, is that once we get into the middle of next week, this pattern will break down. But along with that breakdown comes some cooler weather. We don't think the warmth that's been here for the better part of the last 5 weeks is going to last. It will at least temporarily break over the second half of next week and weekend, sending temperatures into the 70s and 80s as opposed to the 80s and 90s where they have been.
Sounds like a prescription for just what farmers would like across the bulk of the Corn Belt. What about those portions of Missouri and Iowa, the north central and south central portions of those two states that have been really dry? Will they get rainfall as well?
Well, they had quite a bit of rain in parts of those areas overnight. On Wednesday night, we saw some big rains develop in central Iowa and then move to the south through Missouri. Now, we still need more rain, but there's a lot of chances of rain in that area too, as well as the driest areas of Illinois and Indiana. It's going to be very difficult to draw up a scenario in which we don't see some big rains in some of these dry areas. So, as you know, not everyone will get hit by this, but we do think that most people will, such that by the end of next week, we'll be thinking about something else as opposed to the dry pockets that exist.
Speaking of dry pockets, we've been worried a bit about the crops in Ukraine, Russia, some other places in the former CIS.
Well, the big problems are centered on Ukraine and the southern areas of Russia. That includes nearly all of the winter wheat in Ukraine and about half of the winter wheat in Russia. If you look at rainfall over the last 60 days in Ukraine in particular, it's been the number two driest period since April 15th, or at least it will have been by the time we get into the middle of June and we give them a little more rain here over the next week. So basically one of the driest periods since 2000 in Ukraine. Now, one thing to keep in mind is that it was very wet leading into that period. So it's not like we were dry and then went very dry. We were wet and then went very dry. But normally when this happens, your wheat yields are considerably below trend in Ukraine, and probably the same thing in southern Russia since they're right next door and experiencing the same weather. So this is something that will need to be monitored, and we'll certainly be watching it. But over the next week or two, there's not much rain on the horizon.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
And, of course, is Mike Tenora. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Thursday afternoon. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.